He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, May the 3rd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a down day. We have a sloppy start to the market here today as the trade talks take place in China. As we speak, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 175 points right now. That puts it under 24,000. We're at 23,746 as we continue to languish here in a rising dollar environment. And as those trade talks go on in China, the S&P 500 is down 17 points, 2,618. The NASDAQ down 29. The NASDAQ now sits at 7,071. Those are still some very lofty numbers. Russell 2000 down 4 points this morning. That's a 0.3% drop. Crude oil continues to consolidate here in the high 60 area. Crude oil is down 45 cents. To $67.48. Gold is up today, $10 per ounce, $1,316. Silver up 17 cents to $16.54. The euro is flat today against the dollar. We need to see that dollar calm down a little bit. It's been rising and it's been hurting the industrials over the last couple of weeks. The 10-year yield is coming down 2.95% after its first close above 3 in a long time last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in sunny San Diego, California today. We have the markets have been a little sloppy here recently. I think you can point to the trade talks going on in China as the number one reason, because it impacts so many companies, so many sectors. We've got Mnuchin and other top officials from the Trump administration in China today talking tough, and I'm sure they're talking tough too. But in the end, I'm sure both sides want a resolution that will hopefully narrow the trade gap a little bit, make it for a little bit more even playing field that our companies play on against the Chinese companies. And I definitely think that that is overhanging the market right now. This has been going on now for quite some time. We now have, also we have a dollar that's been in rally mode here recently. The U.S. dollar is down today, but it spiked yesterday. And it has gone up since the low about 3 or 4% since February. And, you know, that's cost the market about 3 or 4%. There is definitely a direct correlation between the market and the U.S. dollar. They do move in opposite directions. So that is one of the important indicators to keep your eye on, is that U.S. dollar. We also have the jobless claims coming in today. We're still looking good there. Last week, we almost got a print underneath 200,000. This week, we get a print at 211,000. I thought maybe we'd get a print under 200, but the jobs market remains very robust, putting upwards pressure on wages. We've had a few companies this past week during this earnings season talk about rising wage inflation. I can think of Texas Roadhouse for one. costing more to get people to grill those steaks and to seat those people at those tables. And I've heard it from a few other companies that there is rising wage pressure right now. We've also heard from some other companies about rising raw material costs. That was a big issue with a few companies that have reported. Today, I had 10 pages of earnings reports to go through. 10 pages, probably the busiest day of the earnings season so far this year. Of course, the Tesla report took up about 7 of those pages, which was a very crazy, crazy report. Crude oil is drifting higher as the focus turns back to Iran. Crude oil prices slightly higher today. U.S. oil production hits a fresh new record of 10.6 million barrels per day. And Iran, very important player, obviously. And you've got a little bit of name-calling and blaming over there that Iran is cheating on the nuclear deal, and the deal will be scrapped by the Trump administration. You got Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu adding a new wild card to the discussions this week when he pointed to evidence. Well, I'm sure he's got some good evidence. They have pretty good intelligence, pretty good intel over there in Israel. But he claims that Iran has maintained a secret plan to build nuclear weapons. You know, I don't doubt it myself, and that would put upwards pressure on oil and keep upwards pressure on oil prices. The oil stocks did pretty well again yesterday. But the earnings report of today, actually it came in yesterday, has to be Tesla. And as you know, as a guy who looks for momentum stocks that are performing and being able to make sense of a stock from a valuation point of view, combining those two together, I've always had a difficulty with Tesla on the valuation side. So it's never met both of my criteria coming together into one nice, neat package, like, you know, so many stocks do, so many examples of stocks that I give to you on a daily basis. While Tesla may have booming sales, their last four quarters up 120%, up 30%, up 44%, and this latest quarter up 26%. They did $3.4 billion in sales. Think what those sales could be if they could get those cars off the assembly line. Those sales were up 26%, but they lost another $3.35 per share in the quarter, which actually beat earnings, okay? So, you know, always take it with a grain of salt when you say, when you hear Tesla beats earnings by 18 cents. Well, they were expected to lose $3.53 per share, and they only lost $3.35 per share. So they beat earnings by 18 cents. That's like going on a diet saying, look, I normally gain 8 pounds a month. I only gain 4 pounds a month this month. So I'm making headway. I beat my estimates by 4 pounds. Well, you know, I have a real problem still with Tesla's valuation, $47.6 billion. Tesla is still a larger company by market cap than Ford. And, you know, as you drive to work today or if you're stuck on the freeway, count the Fords on the freeway, count the Teslas on the freeway. And Tesla has the same valuation as the Ford Motor Company, which makes money. Ford Motor Company made 43 cents in this most recent quarter. And while Tesla's selling cars, Ford Motors did $42 billion in sales this last quarter, while Tesla did $3.4 billion. So there's a big, big discrepancy there in valuation. And when we come back, I want to put Tesla under the microscope. I want to run it through my filter, which is my Best Stocks Now app. And let's see where Tesla ranks currently. You've got 5,400 stocks that you're up against, Tesla and Elon. We'll talk about the conference call when we come back. And we'll talk about the performance and how the stockholders, how the shareholders have fared on Tesla ownership over the last 1, 3, 5 years. And we'll talk about the future prospects and whether or not Tesla is a good buy at this point in time. And we'll let the numbers do the talking. Elon, you shut up over here. I know you dominated the conference call yesterday, but we're going to let the numbers do the talking when we come back, all right? That's only fair. Numbers don't lie. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're putting Tesla under the microscope here today. And why not? They did their quarterly earnings report yesterday and the accompanying conference call. And, you know, Elon, he refused to answer a lot of questions. He took questions from a YouTube blogger, very little to do with the market, and, you know, Elon is a showman, give him that. His stock is down 6.2% this morning. It has broken 300, which that's where the support level has been, but recently it got clear down to 244. It's not a very good chart on Tesla. Very bearish chart from my point of view. Now let's let the app, let's let the numbers do the talking, all right? Tesla came public in 2010, towards the beginning of 2010. So we can't really fault Tesla for the performance of the stock. It came public, I want to say, at about $15, $20 a share, somewhere in there, back in midway through 2010. And today it's a $280 stock. How much of it is hype? How much of it is tangible? How much of it is intangible? How much of it is goodwill? How much of it is bad will? Very interesting story here in Tesla. Tesla, over the last 5 years, has delivered 41% per year to investors, okay? While the market has delivered 10.3% per year to investors. So investors in Tesla from the beginning, and if you've owned it for more than 5 years, you're pretty happy. 41% per year return while the market's delivered 10.3. That's four times the market average. Over the last 3 years, however, Tesla has bobbed, it's weaved, it's jabbed, it's been punched, and in the end, it's been up 10% per year, while the market's been up 7.6. So it's barely beat the S&P 500 over the last 3 years. And of course, it has yet to produce a profit. They continue to lose money. And with that 10% return over the last 3 years has come a heck of a lot of volatility. All right, now over the last 12 months, Tesla's been all over the place as they grind trying to get those cars off the assembly line. Over the last 12 months, the stock is down 5.6%, while the market is up 10.2%. So you've had a wild ride in your electric battery charged Tesla stock, especially over the last 3 years. In 2015, they lost $5.39 per share. In 2016, they lost $2.87 per share. In 2017, they lost $8.70 per share, and in 2018, they lost, or they're expected to lose $7 per share. That's next year. And that earnings ramp just keeps getting put further and further and further down the assembly line. In the meantime, you know, Tesla's really living off of 2013 when the stock was up 344%. It was up 48% in 2014, and then it has really, really been dicey over the last 3 to 4 years. The risk level is high. Yes, this is a large cap stock, but it's not a blue chip. It's not a dividend payer. It's not a cash cow. In fact, it continues to burn cash, which is another big problem with Tesla. They need cash to buy the materials, to pay the workers, to keep the assembly line going. And more than likely, they're going to have to do another cash raise here fairly soon. Boy, I'm painting a dire picture here of Tesla. But, you know, look, I'm just an observer. I look at I have 5,500 stocks in my database. And I look at hundreds of them daily. Some days I might look at 1,000 different stocks, charts, getting an update on what they're doing, seeing how their earnings reports. Every 3 months, these companies report earnings, and I go through those. And I just have a real hard time here, you know, with the current valuation. Now, having said that, I'm very generous on the stock. I've given it a 5-year target price of $400. The stock is currently at $280. So that gives it 120 upside potential, 33% upside potential, which is not very good. And I'm being very generous. And the risk level on the stock is very, very high. Would I own it in a dividend and earnings growth portfolio? No, there is no dividend. Would I own it in a premier growth? Well, to meet the criteria for my premier growth portfolio, you have to have premier growth of earnings, not sales, earnings. Would I own it in my ultra growth portfolio? Well, in that one, you have to be a very promising young company with the prospects for big earnings someday, or you have to be just killing it now on earnings. One of those ultra growth, F-14 jets that are just taking off the runway. And I don't see Tesla fitting that one. In my opinion, if I were going to own Tesla, and I do not, I would own it in my speculative portfolio because I think it's still a very speculative play. I think the jury is still out big time. And at the same time, what worries me more about Tesla than any other factor, you know, right now it's pretty much the only luxury car, sports car, that's electric charged, battery charged. You've got the whole issue of, you know, not a lot of places to charge your Tesla, although they're increasing. But I think other cars, BMW, other auto manufacturers, Ford, GM, Fiat Chrysler, they're all going to come out with electric versions of hot cars. And Tesla's going to have a lot more competition going forward. Right now, it's kind of the only game in town, and this is the time when they should really be making the money while they have this big lead on the rest of the pack, but they're not. Tesla comes in at number 1,155 out of 5,500 stocks. I do not own Tesla. We'll be right back.
You lose power for a whole day due to a storm. It can seem endless, but there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
in. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, we talked Tesla in the first half of the show. Tesla is the big stock today that everybody's talking about. Besides the big industrials that continue to sag under the weight of the trade talks going on in China and a rising U.S. dollar. You know, I've noticed that ever since Larry Kudlow has come in, replacing Gary Cohn as the as Trump's economic advisor, Kudlow has always been a big, big proponent of king dollar. Call it king dollar, a strong U.S. dollar. And since he's come in, the dollar has been strengthening. Apparently, Larry's getting his way. And the market has been sagging under the weight of a strengthening dollar. Now, why would that be? Why does a strengthening, rising U.S. dollar hurt the multinationals that sell all over the world? Because it makes our products more expensive against other products around the world. Because our strong currency plays into the this all. So if you're a company that's selling products all over the world, and some people are buying in China and some are buying in Latin America, etc., a strong dollar makes your products more expensive on the world stage. Why do you think China manipulates their yuan, their currency, to make their products more more competitive on the world stage? And so that's part of what all of this trade talk is about that's taking place in China right now. Okay, well, I hate to disappoint you with a big loser. It's not a loser. It's just not a stock that meets my criteria. I try to apply logic to my investing. I try to apply real numbers to my investing. And it's just real hard to apply any logic and real numbers to Tesla. There's a lot of glamour there. There's a lot of sexiness there. There's a lot of sizzle there. But as it relates to earnings and something tangible, there's no steak underneath that sizzle. All right, so now, here's a stock that I do own. I own this stock in my ultra growth portfolio. This is one of two growth portfolios that I run here at Gunderson Capital Management. The other is a large cap premier growth portfolio with the fastest growing large cap companies. No, it's not now DuPont. It's not IBM. It's not Kimberly-Clark. It's not Johnson & Johnson. No, that's not what goes into my premier growth portfolio. While those stocks may have had their day is long gone. And I call them soggy stocks. Stodgy old giant or growth giants of yesteryear. Soggy old stocks. Instead, I will strive to own the best growth stocks now in that category. Okay, one I own in my ultra growth portfolio, which currently has about 33 stocks in it, is A Biomed, ABMD, a company that's headquartered in Danvers, Massachusetts. They develop medical devices designed to assist or replace the pumping function of the heart. Over the last 5 years, their growth in earnings has been 59% per year. Okay, Tesla doesn't have any growth in earnings, just sales. A Biomed has gone from 1 cent per share in earnings in 2012 to an estimated $4.46 in earnings next year, $3.29 this year. You can see the astonishing growth rate in earnings. Look at their last 4 quarters of earnings. Earnings up 55%. Earnings up 120%, earnings up 106%, Earnings up 100%. Those are the last four quarters of earnings growth. This quarter that they reported this morning, earnings were up 100%. Sales were up 40%. The stock is up $30 per share right now, which works out to 9.8%. Now, let's run it through the same exact filtering system that we ran Tesla Motors through. Okay, A Biomed gets the same treatment, the same, unbiased look at it from a valuation perspective and from a performance perspective. All right, just as soon as my computer settles down a little bit here. I've got so many windows open. We have had 10, I had 10 pages of earnings reports to pour over this morning. Absolute busiest day of earnings. A Biomed is in the medical sector, obviously. $14.7 billion in market cap. It's rising. It's not a small cap anymore. It's moving into that mid-cap arena. But it's an aggressive growth stock. This isn't a blue chip. There's no dividend involved. They're not in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I don't even know if they're in the S&P 500. I'd have to look that up and see if they're in the S&P 500. But they're a $14 billion company. Price to sales, price to earnings, price to book value, all pretty high. But this is not a slow growth company. Over the last 10 years, you know, with this recent performance that the stock has had, especially over the last, it's been going on since 2013 now. When you extrapolate it out over the last 10 years, the average return growth or capital appreciation has been 35% per year, while the market is 6.5. That's a lot of alpha, for all you alpha seekers out there. Over the last 5 years, A Biomed has delivered 72% per year, while the market's delivered 10% per year. And over the last 3 years, A Biomed has delivered 68% per year, while the market's delivered 8%. And get this, over the last 12 months, the stock is up 125%, while the market is up 10%. When I grade on the curve here, of all the 547 different stocks in my universe, A Biomed gets a performance grade of A+. This is it. This is one of the top performance stocks in the entire market. It gets a momentum grade right now of A. In the Investor's Business Daily ranking system, it gets a 97 on a scale of 1 to 99. So it passes the performance test, no question about it. It doesn't need a tune-up. There's nothing not firing. All cylinders seem to be firing right now at A Biomed. This is not a cheap stock, however. And you have to allow for a pretty rich multiple here. But again, this is a stock that just has reported three triple-digit growth quarters in a row. 120%, 106%, 100%. When I take their earnings, now they have earnings, $4.46 per share next year. The analysts that cover the stock think that this thing can continue to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years. Okay, so let's take that $4.46. Let's compound it by 30% per year over the next 5 years. Let's come up with an earnings potential 5 years down the road. Let's apply a multiple. And I still get a valuation of about $500 on the stock. But I keep it on a tight leash. This is definitely one that leans more towards momentum. It's not cheap. It's hitting new all-time highs today. It's up $30 per share. It's now $331.70. It was $26 per share back in 2012. Now, my ranking system has ranked this in the top 100 for the last 1 year. A year ago it was number 115. 6 months ago it was number 58. 3 months ago it was number 78. And as recently as yesterday, it was ranked number 6 overall out of 5,547 stocks. And I do own it in my ultra growth portfolio. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's just take a look here. You know, I sifted through 10 pages of earnings reports this morning. Here's the ones that caught my eye. World Wrestling Entertainment. Now, I've had that stock on my radar for quite some time here. I don't watch World Wrestling myself, but they've got this big deal going on in Saudi Arabia, and this has been a great growth stock. Earnings over the last four quarters up 600%, 100%, 110%, 125%, and they beat earnings again this quarter, and the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs. The stock at $40.93, they beat by 5 cents. I do not own this stock. It's a $3.2 billion small cap company. The CEO, Linda McMahon, is part of Trump's small business cabinet, in the cabinet of small business, and she runs a pretty good small business herself. Hitting new all-time highs today. What else? Yum Brands. Yum. Beat earnings. You got a nice surge today. You know, I don't own Yum Brands, but Yum Brands, which is Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, A&W Root Beer, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the four food groups. Yum Brands is a $27 billion company out of Louisville, Kentucky, where they'll be having a party this Saturday called the Kentucky Derby. And I wish, my best wishes go out to Bolts de Oro, a San Diego-based horse. Well, San Diego Connections with Mick Ruiz as the trainer. He paid $500,000 for this horse. He's run a lot of seconds, but he's won a lot of big races, so we'll see how he does. Anyways, Yum Brands definitely qualifies in my book as a dang good. That means dividend and net earnings growth. Not just dividend growth. Dividend growth by itself produces too many Kimberly Clarks. Why do I always pick on Kimberly? I better pick on a masculine stock too, or you'll think I'm just picking on women. No, there's lots of bad, soggy stocks without any growth of earnings. They only are growing their dividends. That's that dividend aristocrat business. I want dividend growth and earnings growth. Yeah, Yum Brands, pretty good. 13% growth in earnings this year, 15% earnings in next year. They've really turned this thing around since 2015. And while I don't own Yum Brands, it definitely qualifies as a dividend and earnings growth stock with a dividend yield of 1.7%. So go get a bucket of chicken today. What the heck? What else do we have? Global Payments beats by 3 cents. GPN. GPN doing, it's doing okay. I own GPN in my in one of my portfolios. Now, yesterday I featured MasterCard. The day before I featured Visa. Well, and I talked about what great IPOs. MasterCard has actually outperformed Apple over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. Well, what could be the next MasterCard or the next Visa? There was a fairly recent IPO in that same space here back in 2015, and I own this one too, and it's had a pretty good report. It's down just a little bit. But really amazing that yesterday I went through the numbers on MasterCard, and they were sensational. We had earnings out from Apple on Tuesday, and we picked apart the Apple. We turned it upside down in every which way and looked at it. And then we compared it with a simple stock like MasterCard yesterday, and we found out that MasterCard had produced better results over the years than Apple, and it looks like the prospects for MasterCard going forward continue to be very, very strong. Well, there was a recent IPO called Square, SQ, a $19 billion company. And this is Jack Dorsey's other stock. He's also the CEO of Twitter. Square looks squarely like a very good company going forward with a lot of potential. Square is now $19 billion in market cap. It's come charging out of the gate since it went public. It only has a 1-year record right now. It doesn't have a 3-year record. It's up 159% over the last 12 months. And I own Square also, SQ, which I consider, look at this recent quarter they reported. Earnings up 60%, sales up 36%. Here's the last four quarters. Earnings up 200%, earnings up 250%, earnings up 600%, earnings up 60%. That's what I'm talking about, earnings growth. But, yes, you still have to pay very close attention to valuation. This is not a cheap stock either, but I do own Square. Well, anyways, you're not going to get Kimberly Clark. There were other stocks in the news today. If you're interested in Kellogg, or if you're interested in, let's see, what else, Dow DuPont, listen to maybe some of the other shows or call your big wirehouse broker and he'll tell you all about DuPont and Kellogg and other soggy stocks like that. Nothing worse than soggy cornflakes. Does Kellogg make those cornflakes? They don't stay very crisp for very long. They get soggy real fast, and the stock is soggy too. I mean, these were once great stocks, but now I call them stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. But somebody's got to own them. So let the Merrill Lynches and the Smith Barneys of the world, is Smith Barney even around anymore, Morgan Stanleys of the world, these are the kind of stocks that they like to buy in people's portfolios. You can't lose too much. You can't make too much. Nobody's going to get too upset when Kellogg's goes down $1.50 on a poor earnings report. That's kind of the way the game works in my industry. If you'd like to talk to me, Bill Gunderson, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.